Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Have no fear. And today's I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast, walking off the chocolate chip cookie ledge. Had the cravings, had the callings, but I walked myself off the ledge with the help of the young shooter. Plus, Jalen Hurts is getting paid out the rectum. Philadelphia Eagle quarterback Jalen Hurts is getting paid out the rectum, but Lamar Jackson isn't, and we still don't know what the fuck Aaron Rodgers is doing, plus a big fiasco in the world of reality TV. A tremendous, tremendous fiasco happened with the season finale reunion of Love is Blind on Netflix. All that morning, fantastic, hard-hitting, fully disruptive I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy over something real loud, yes. Start this puppy over something real loud, yes. But most importantly, start this puppy over something real funky. I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. All right. Have no fear, the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Have no fear, the Disruptive Warrior is here. My name is Michael Rapport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Monster of Mucus, a.k.a. Mr. New York, and the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast is coming live and direct from New York. Beautiful day here in New York. Beautiful weekend in New York. Beautiful weather. I hope everybody all over the world is feeling safe, sane. Hope everybody all over the world is having a great, great day or night. I know some of you guys like to listen to the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast when you're at work. Had a couple of people tell me that they work late, so it might be daytime, it might be nighttime, and it might be anywhere in between. I appreciate you listening to the world's most disruptive podcast, the Iron Dome of Disruption, the Ziggy Zone of Disruption, the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Boom, yes! I am feeling good. My voice is probably feeling about, 85%. Sounds good right now, but not at full strength. I am hopped up on a nice 3-pack. I got some steroids. I got some antibiotics. I got some antifungal. I got all kind of shit going on. And I know, concerned I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast listeners. I know the ramifications of steroids. I know the ramifications of antibiotics. Trust me. One of the reasons, it's a sick cycle. You take them, this happens. You don't take them, other things happen. But when the golden voice, the voice of choice, is where it was on the last I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and that was not as bad as it even got, I have to do something. I have to do something. I'm on all the supplements, I'm on this, that, and the vitamin D and the vitamin B and the fucking fish oil. Started taking fish oil again because apparently fish oil can help you with your moods. I'm always fighting myself, fighting my moods. It's the inner disruption. The disruption doesn't just go after the world. Disruption doesn't just go after the sick fucks. Disruption sometimes also goes after me. So it's just a sick cycle. But I am feeling good. And like I said, it's a beautiful day in New York. Really, really gorgeous day. I appreciate it. Just perfect fucking weather. I'm getting ready to go to Jersey this weekend. I'll be in Point Pleasant, New Jersey this weekend at Uncle Vinny's. The 21st, 22nd, and then next week, the following week, I'll be in Philadelphia, the 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Helium Comedy Club, and then in May, because shit, April's almost done, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, the 5th and the 6th at the Houston Improv, and then May 18th, 19th, and 20th, I'm in Vermont at the Vermont Comedy Club, Burlington, Vermont. June 6th, June 8th, 9th, and 10th, I'll be in Providence, Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection. And then I'm doing one night in June at the Loft in Chicopee, Massachusetts, June 11th. And then June 15th, 16th, and 17th, I'll be in Denver. That gig, those dates that I had to, I don't know why I had to, I think it was, who knows, work, sick, I don't fucking know. But I'll be in Denver at Comedy Works the 15th, 16th, and 17th. Denver, Colorado at Comedy Works. All tickets, all information is available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. Some of those dates are not up on michaelrappaportcomedy.com, but they will be. But you could also go to the clubs, which I broke down. And I will see you at Uncle Vinny's this weekend. And I will see you in Philadelphia, Illadelphia, next weekend, the 27th, 28th, and 29th of April. It's crazy to be talking about the end of April, but shit, we're about 2 weeks, week and a half away, and we'll be done with April, which is nuts. The first quarter of the year of 2023 will be over, which is wild. Speaking of Philadelphia, Black Thought has done it again, this fucking guy, Black Thought, Tariq, Reek G, from the motherfucking Roots crew, has done it again. He put out a dope-ass album with the L. Michaels Affair, which is an instrumental soul group. You probably heard some of their music. Even if you don't know who they are, the L. Michaels Affair, they did a dope Wu-Tang tribute album. Live instrumentation. Black Thought did a dope record with them. It's called Glorious Game. Full album, 12 songs. I have to get Black Thought on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I have to pick his brain. I have to, because the guy is, he's on some genius level shit. The amount of writing that he does, the amount of shows that he does, the prolificness. Year after year after year after record after record after guest joint. after collab, after root song. It's just amazing the amount of work that he puts out. He never saying any dumb shit. Never saying any thoughtless shit. The next time somebody asks me my top five of all time, I have to say Black Thought. He's one of the most prolific MCs, one of the most prolific rappers of all time. It's crazy that he continues to do it at such a high level. So download, buy, do whatever you do with The Glorious Game. It's called Glorious Game, L. Michaels Affair, and Black Thought. Spankers, smackers all the way through top to bottom. So fucking good. Once again, from Reek G, Tariq, a.k.a. Black Thought, from the legendary Roots crew. Another thing from Philadelphia. Quarterback Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles has now gotten the largest contract any quarterback, and I believe any football player, has ever gotten, ever. 5 years, $255 million, $179 million guaranteed, $179 million guaranteed, which is incredible. Good for him. Good for these football players getting that guaranteed money. They deserve it. As we all know, as we all saw last year, anything can happen on a football field. And for years, they've been getting jerked around. But God damn, $255 with $179 guaranteed. And this makes him, if not the highest paid quarterback, one of the highest paid quarterbacks of all time, behind Deshaun Watson. That sick fuck. Deshaun Watson out there in Cleveland. Shout out to DJ Moist. Go fuck yourself, DJ Moist. You like that game one from the New York Knicks? You like that? You fuck you. But it's crazy that Jalen Hurts, who's a great player and he continues to get better, has a contract. And for some reason, I don't know why, I'm not trying to figure it out anymore, Lamar Jackson has shit. Lamar Jackson, heading into the month of May, has no contract. And the Baltimore Ravens just got pimped by Odell Beckham, who they signed for $15 million for 1 year. Odell Beckham, at this point in his career, gets $15 million for 1 year. And just listening to the blips, the sound bites, I'm telling you, the Baltimore Ravens, what do you expect from Odell Beckham at this point in his career? He sat out the entire year last year because of injury. No team picked him up. He wasn't able to make a deal, and or no team picked him up. And you give Odell $15 million and you haven't figured out a way to pay Lamar Jackson. But Jalen Hurts gets that crazy contract. And I'm not saying Jalen Hurts isn't dope. I'm just saying Lamar Jackson is doper at this point in his career. He's doper. Because Jalen Hurts, he's sick. But Jalen Hurts, he's not Lamar Jackson. That's my humble opinion. At this point, I'm not saying Jalen Hurts can't be that dude. I'm just saying, you know what? I'm not even saying anything. I'm just saying I don't understand how Lamar Jackson doesn't have a contract. I also don't understand what the fuck Aaron Rodgers is doing with the Jets. Like, what the fuck is going on with Aaron Rodgers? Anyway, listen, we're coming to the month of May, and after the month of May is July, and that's when we start really focusing on fantasy football. So the point is, it's NBA playoffs. Yeah, that's going to take up a lot of this podcast and a lot of the upcoming podcast, because the NBA is and always will be fantastic, but so is the NFL. And the NFL is going to be right around the corner. Sign Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers. Stop fucking around with the New York Jets, even though I'm a Giants fan. Cut the bullshit. either take a doo-doo with the New York Jets or get off the pot. Take a doo-doo or get off the fucking pot. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Anyway, got a busy week ahead of me. As I told you, I'm going to be in Jersey Friday. I'm going to be on Watch What Happens Live. For all you reality TV show people, just like myself, Watch What Happens Live with Sheena Shea. With Sheena Shea from Vanderpump Rules. I'm going to be smack dab in the middle of all things Vanderpump Rules, all things Scandival. So I'm pumped about that. Pumped about the NBA playoffs. I will sidebar and say this. Last week we talked about Love is Blind, me and the young shooter. And there was supposed to be a live Love is Blind reunion the other night. And somehow, someway, a reality TV show actually crashed Netflix. Not Chris Rock. Not Dave Chappelle. Not Beef. The show Beef on Netflix, not Stranger Things, none of that. Not the Addams Family, none of that. The thing that crashed Netflix was Love is Blind Season 4. The live Love is Blind reunion broke the fucking Netflix, and I was pissed because it was supposed to come on at 8 p.m., and I had been watching NBA playoffs all day. I watched the Lakers play the Grizzlies and beat the shit out of the Grizzlies. Watched Ja Morant break his fucking hand. And listen, I have had problems with Ja Morant all season. I have had problems with many, many athletes. Ones I like, ones I don't like. This, that, and the third. I never wish injury on any athlete. But Ja Morant, you ain't Dominique Wilkins. Listen, he's always getting injured. He's always getting fucking injured. But that taking off from the dotted line when you're 6'2", trying to dunk over everybody all the time, I know that's part of your game, but you need to figure the fucking thing out. You're 6'2". You're not dunking on motherfuckers all the time. Go around them or something. Like, you're really just trying to get on some Instagram shit too much. Allegedly, apparently, reported that he broke his wrist, which sucks. You know, you want all the players in the playoffs to be healthy. You want all the athletes to be healthy. You never want anybody to go down with an injury, especially a broken hand or a broken wrist, whatever they're saying he has. But you're not Dominique Wilkins. You're not fucking Larry Nance Sr. You're not David Thompson. You're not Dr. J. You're 6'3". Stop trying to dunk over motherfuckers from the dotted line, from the free throw line, doing all that crazy shit. So, Ja Morant is out, but I'm not going into the playoffs yet. So, anyway, I watched that game. Then I was watching, what other game was there? There was the Heat and the Bucks. Ironically, Giannis Antetokounmpo hurt himself in the same kind of weird play, trying to go over Kevin Love, but he does that all the time because he's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's 7'3". And then what I was supposed to do is shut down basketball, okay, and roll into the Love is Blind reunion, which was going to be live on Netflix. And I knew this was going to be bad because a reunion needs to be edited. If you watch reality TV shows, these things are crafted. When they go well, they're crafted, they're edited perfectly. Nonetheless, me and my wife, we invested 11 hours, 12 hours into this show, wanted to watch the show. She said, well, watch the show, and then you can finish watching basketball, and we'll shut the goddamn day down. Get in the bed, got on 2 nose strips, turn the fucking Love is Blind on Netflix, and the shit is not working. I'm thinking, is it my Netflix? Shit's not working. Thinking, is it something wrong with the Apple TV? Reset the Apple TV. Still ain't working. Go on Twitter, and it's a fucking shit show. 10 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. No Love is Blind. I said, fuck this shit. I'm all thrown off. Like I said, I got a busy week. My voice is fucked up. I'm upset. My wife is upset. I got on 2 nose strips to help my breathing. Not one, 2 nose strips. Sometimes when I'm really fucked up and congested, I sleep with 2 nose strips. I stack those puppies real nice and real proper-like. Anyway, people were going crazy all over social media. Everybody's complaining. Everybody's freaked out. And apparently, allegedly, the Love is Blind reunion was pre-taped, and it's up now on Netflix, and I'm done. You know, they posted all the spoiler alerts. Everybody was like, fuck it. Here's what happens. Here's who's together. Here's who's not together. And I just was like, done. And then they pre-taped it, and they put it up on Netflix, and apparently it's 2 hours and 55 minutes. So who the fuck's got 2 hours? Listen, Love is Blind is good, but it's not The Godfather. Okay, Love is Blind is good, but it's not Apocalypse Now. Nobody's got 2 hours and 55 minutes to watch a reunion of anything. I mean, shit. I'm crazy. I'm into the show and all that, but give me a fucking break, man. But that was a big, big, big setback for Netflix with that live show literally shitting the bed for all the fans, all the watchers. People had Love is Blind, parties, and everybody was just... It was very upsetting to me. I didn't sleep well. One of my nose strips fell off when I woke up in the morning. One of my nose strips wasn't on my nose. The whole thing just discombobulated. Love that word, discombobulated. Discombobulated what was a great weekend. Not to say that the weekend wasn't great in general. Okay? There's more important things. I'm just saying, as far as the way I had scheduled out my day around watching the Love is Blind reunion live on Netflix, it discombobulated my weekend. Anyway, I did hit the gym. I have been on my plank game. I have been on my workout game the last few days, which I love, man. Fuck. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care. Listen, don't put crazy fitness, workout, movement expectations on yourself. These Instagram videos that motherfuckers are posting, these TikToks, these motherfuckers doing these crazy things. whatever you're doing, just do it on some Nike shit. I'm telling you, I don't care if it's 10 minutes. I don't care if it's 5 minutes. I don't care if it's just a good stretch. I don't care if it's 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever you have. If you got some time to put some physical movement into your day, and even, like I said, even 5 minutes, it just changes my entire thing. And if I could fucking do it, what is it? You can fucking do it. If I could fucking do it, you could fucking do it. What? Because despite the fact that my day got screwed up, my evening got screwed up, I did get into the gym. I did plank out. I did do abs. I did do thick, heavy chest. I did do thick, heavy shoulders. And I did do thick, heavy triceps. Okay? And I felt like a million fucking bucks. Now, before I picked up the golden mic, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast golden mic, okay, I was contemplating, should I go and get myself a chocolate chip cookie? There are two or three, but two really, really, really good chocolate chip cookie places near where I live in Manhattan. One is, as I mentioned before, Ohrwashers, Ohrwashers, Ohrwashers. That fucking cookie, that bakery itself, it's all made in the bakery. It's fucking good. Okay? And then there's Levian, Levain, which are all around Manhattan. They have them, now I know they have one in D.C. I don't know where else they have them. I know they have them in D.C. I believe I saw one in Chicago once. They probably have one in Philadelphia, and they'll be coming to a city near you. Levian Bakery started in New York City. I believe it might have started in Harlem, or it might have started in the Village, but they're all over New York City. Fucking good, too. Different style of chocolate chip cookies, but just really good. And before I started the podcast, I actually reached out to the young shooter. I was like, yo, shooter, not that he's the fucking guy to go to for, to talk you off the chocolate chip cookie ledge. But I said, yo, shooter, if you or me, would you go get a chocolate chip cookie? And he said, da-da-da-da-da. I stuffed my face. I was actually throwing up because I'm on a new pint of Häagen-Dazs. There's a new flavor of chocolate chip milk or chocolate milk or whatever. And he said, I made myself throw up. So if you were me and I were you, I wouldn't do it because I threw up. And just hearing about him throwing up Häagen-Dazs ice cream made me not want to get my cookies. Which, I mean, I guess, you know, it worked, but it's not like he encouraged me not to do it. He just said, you know, I made myself fucking throw up literally at 5 a.m. because I stuffed my face with pints of Häagen-Dazs. Anyway, the bottom line is I did not eat the cookie and the day ain't over. The day isn't over because, you know, the sun is still up and the cookie place is still open. So I'm fighting the good fight, but I'm just saying, if I could do it, you can fucking do it. I Am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And what else is going on? I mean, of course, what else is going on is the NBA playoffs, which, like I said, the NBA is and always will be fantastic. And the NBA playoffs started out with a bang. It started out with broken hands, broken wrists. Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat broke his shit. Ja Morant, they're not saying what he did, but allegedly he broke his shit. Giannis Antetokounmpo looked like he broke his ass bone, which was really fucked up. I think he'll be back, but you ain't playing with a broken wrist, broken hand. That's, you're not coming back from that. But we know what we know. We know what it is at this point. We said from the beginning that the Knicks versus the Cavaliers was going to be a fun, tough series. And it started out as a fun, tough series. I predicted on Skip and Shannon that the Lakers were going to beat the miserable, unlikable Memphis Grizzlies, the most unlikable team in the league. And it's not because they're from Memphis. It's just they're not likable. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, when they came out and when it's Durant, Harden, and Russell Westbrook, the young Oklahoma City Thunder, they were likable. Even though it's a small market team, Memphis, the Grizzlies are just fucking dickheads. And I'm glad the Lakers are going to beat their fucking ass. They're going to beat their fucking ass, and I'm glad about it. And the Golden State Warriors are duking it out with the Sacramento Kings, and they're going to continue duking it out. That series is not going to be easy. That fucking De'Aaron Fox, he's a problem. The Clippers and the Suns, I think they're going to be duking it out somehow, some way, if they knock out Durant and the Suns out of the first round. Oh, my God. Damn, that'll be fucking fantastic. That'll be gorgeous if that happens. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it would be gorgeous if it does happen. Of course, they got the Sixers are going to beat the Nets, although I like that Nets team. I like that Mikal Bridges. I like that we got rid of all the corrosion and the shit out of Brooklyn. And the Celtics are going to make easy work of the Hawks. And, you know, really, to me, the most interesting matchup of the Eastern Conference is the Knicks and the Cavaliers. And one of the things I don't like about this matchup of the Knicks and the Cavaliers is all the players are good and all the players are likable. I don't like a series where I can't root against anybody. There's nobody on the Cavaliers who I dislike. Darius Garland, Spider Mitchell, Jared Allen, Caris LeVert. I like all of them. I like the entire fucking team. I never thought I would say that about an entire Cleveland Cavalier basketball team. But what can you say bad about those players? They're very similar kinds of young, understated, cool, but not overly cool, not debutante, little, you know, precious little baby doll players. They're all just likable, seem like good, cool young men. Jalen Brunson, of course, of the Knicks. RJ Barrett, they're likable. And the Cleveland Cavaliers are likable. But I think the Knicks are going to win this series. in 7 games, maybe even in 6 games. I know I'm adjusting it now while we're up, but so be it. That's because a podcast is a fluid thing. If I want to make adjustments on the fly, I can make adjustments on the fly. That's the beauty of podcasting. Not once, no, 2 times, twice a fucking week. I have that right to make adjustments on the fly, live and direct, while I am podcasting, while I'm communicating with you, the peoples. What else is going on? You know, another thing, if you're looking, not that I'm Johnny Fitness, because I ain't Johnny Fitness, but if you're looking for an extremely simple way to feel good, intermittent fast, eat between 12 and 6. I'm not even going to tell you what to eat between 12 and 6. You can even do 12 and 7. Skip breakfast, have your lunch, have a fucking snack, do whatever the fuck you want to do. Have your dinner early and then shut it the fuck down. When I do that, I feel light. I wake up the next morning feeling light. Don't feel deprived. Obviously, if you stuff your face with sushi, tacos, ice cream, chocolate chip cookies between those 6-7 hours, don't matter what you do, you're going to feel like shit. But if you eat like half a human being, intermittent fasting is a very, very good thing. And you wake up just feeling like, feel nice. Even if your show doesn't come on Netflix, even if they cancel a live season finale of your favorite show, you'll still wake up feeling relatively good, feeling not bad, feeling like you want to take on the world. Again, this is coming from me, who I'm not winning any fucking races. I'm not winning any bodybuilding contests. I put that banana hammock on, and oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm going to be putting that banana hammock on real soon, folks. It'll be making its 2023 debut. I'm breaking out the new, because I use a banana hammock for 1 summer, then I toss it. I don't keep the banana hammocks. It's one of the things that I splurge on. One of the things that I like to spend a few bucks on is a nice banana hammock. But I got some new colors. Got resized, refitted. And trust me, oh yeah, those banana hammocks are going to be breaking out real soon. And if you want to feel good when you break out that banana hammock, when you're walking around that beach, chest naked, intermittent fasting is a simple, simple way. Not going to make you look any better, but it'll definitely make you feel better. Anyway, what can I do? What can I do that I haven't already done? Okay? I'm out of here. I want you to tell a friend to tell a friend about the world's most disruptive podcast, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Make sure you let them know worldwide that Michael Rappaport and the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is the sure shot. Anyway, Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers, let's get out of here. I want you to take me at her with something real nice, yes. I want you to take me at her with something real loud, yes. But most importantly, why don't you end this puppy with something really, really funky? I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I'm done. Out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.